A current drawing plot. Attaching an XREF is much like inserting a block, except the FREF does not become part of the current drawing. A link is created from the current drawing to the existing drawing file. An XREF allows you to combine two more drawings and retain the link between them. XREFs are automatically loaded in the current drawing each time the host drawing is open. Why would you want to use XREFs? A number of reasons. One is it allows multiple drawings to be viewed by more than one user. You can view and snap and reference the geometry in a XREF drawing. XREFs can also be moved, copied, rotated, and scaled in the host drawing. So therefore it allows, because more than one user can view the same drawing, because you're linking to it, you're not actually keeping it in the current drawing, you're linking to it. It allows different people or different members of your design team to share common source files. XREFs can support DWG format, DWF format, and image formats, like we did with rasters last time. Right? Attaching or creating external references is done through the Reference Manager window. If you go to your insert ribbon, and on the reference panel, pick the little button on the far right-hand side of the panel, your reference manager. And again, you can attach drawings, reference drawings, EWFs, PDFs, things like that. All right, so let's do a little exercise where we are working with XREF. What I did was to start a new drawing, created two layers. I created a layer for my pentagon and a layer for text. And I just created a piece of text saying that identifying this is the host drawing. This is my current drawing, my host drawing, and I'm going to use this to attach my references to. So I just created a drawing, called it Pentagon. I created two layers, one called Pentagon, one called Text. And then I created a Pentagon, and I created a piece of text that said host drawing. Save the drawing. No matter how big the text is, what style, just an identifier to know. Because when we reference the drawing, right, sometimes it's hard to know what the host is and what the reference is. Yeah, and then we're going to do a second drawing where we're going to create a circle. Then start a new drawing. This will, so we have two drawings here. And what I did was created a layer for a circle and a layer for the square. And I made the circle a continuous line and the square a hidden line.
And you'll notice that I made the square, or sorry, the circle larger than the square. Again, sizes and that don't matter. And I save that drawing as circle. So once you create the circle, with the circle and the square, you can close it. You don't need it. We're done with it. Okay. Return to the host drawing. So our host drawing is the drawing that will support the referenced file. So now we're going to attach the circle drawing as an XREF. So I'm going to go to my insert ribbon. I'm going to find the reference panel and click the little arrow button on the far right hand side of the panel. Then using the attach icon in the top left corner, I'm going to attach a DWG, which is what the circle is. Then I'm going to go find that circle drawing. Wherever you put it. Don't ask me where you put it. I don't know where you put it. I don't know where it's behind there, I think. Thank you. So go find your circle drawing. And it's this part is just like inserting a block, right? So here we can specify scale, we can specify insertion point, and so on. I'm going to specify my insertion point on screen, and you'll notice that it's attached to my cursor, and I'm just going to click and place it near the host object. Now a couple things happen. Once you place it, the first thing you should notice is the reference object. Remember, we see it, but it's actually a, it's not really objects, it's actually a picture, which acts as a link. Okay? So the thing you'll notice about this picture compared to the real objects, the picture is faded. I recommend you don't change the faded because now you know what's referenced and what's real. Okay? So when you place it, it'll be somewhat faded. You can still see the objects, you can still pick the objects. But in reality, they're not there. It's just a picture of them. Okay. The other thing you'll notice, and we're going to talk about this, is you get this little warning down here. Let's talk about it now. Whenever you reference something, it's going to bring the layers, because you're like inserting it like a block. So it's going to bring all the layers with it. And you'll get this notice that you have unreconciled new layers. And if you click the little blue link, it'll open it up in the property manager. Let's have a look. Huh?
your layer manager then? Yeah? There's, or just open your layer manager. Yeah, you'll just see that it's closed out, you can't see it.
So just go to home and open up your layer manager. What I did is just a shortcut. When you bring in an X ref, it creates that shortcut. If you don't have it, you don't, it's not important. You can still just open your layer manager. Now you'll notice when you open your layer manager, but in the filter side, it now adds, you'll notice that the XRef node is active. If I expand that XRef node, it tells me what the name of the drawing is that's referenced. Okay? Now, look at the name of the layer.
Circle.
So the first one tells you what drawing, the name of the drawing it is, and the second one is the name of the layer in that drawing. And they're separated with a little bar.
You can't edit this.
Okay? So if I, on my layer filter, if I pick all on your layer filter, and you'll see in bold the layers in your host drawing, right? But you'll also see the layers in the reference drawing. The name of the reference drawing is circle, and the name of the layer is given as well as the name of the drawing. Alright? So we have new layers, and they're unreconciled. In other words, AutoCAD is saying, wait a minute, the host drawing had these layers and now I'm seeing new ones. So how can we reconcile the unreconciled layers? It's not critical that you do, but it's an easy fix. Whoa. What you do is click in your filter, unreconciled layers, or you can do it in the all, it doesn't matter. Right click and reconcile layer. Right click. It may have, yeah.
So if you reconcile, will it still be grayed out?
Yeah.
Oh, it must have.
You're getting ahead and that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Work it out.
Reconcile. You click on a layer and you right click.
And pick reconcile. Well, I've already done it, so I'm not so sure anymore.
Because it's reconcile.
So it's important to know, remember when you're linking something and it's got layers, right? You don't want all the layers to get mixed up. So what AutoCAD does is it renames the layer with the name of the drawing the layer came from. Separates it with that little vertical bar. Right? So now we, in our host drawing, we have our host objects, but now we have this reference object. If you select the referenced object, you'll see that your ribbon changes. You'll see that your ribbon changes. And I have some options. I can edit. What if I want to edit the referenced object? Let's do that. You would select it, and you can edit it in place, or you can open the source. Or you can right-click and do the same thing, edit or open. Let's open the XRef. So select it in your host drawing and pick open. And what does it do? It opens it for you. You don't even have to open it. Cool. Okay. So now let's change something. What I'm going to do is I'm going to click my circle and I'm going to change it so maybe it's smaller than the box. Let's do that. Let's put the circle inside the box. Right? Save the drawing and close it. When you return to your host drawing, don't tell me or I'll beat you with that water bottle. You should get a notice.
I didn't.
Are you using AutoCAD? You should get a notice that says, hey, the referenced objects have changed. Do you want to update them? Yeah? So it should say reload the circle, right? Oh, kind of like James' show. You can also reload, but you can also reload from your reference manager. You can select the circle and reload it as well. Now let's do another edit. This time we're going to edit it in the host drawing. The first time what we did was we opened the circle drawing, right? Made a change, saved it, and came back to the host. This time I'm going to edit it in place. This time I'm going to edit in place. It's not going to open the other drawing. But because it's linked to the other drawing, the picture now becomes the object. So when you select edit in place, you get this reference edit dialog box. If there is more than one, if you had more than one drawing reference, it would list them all and you would pick which one you want. Since we only have one reference, it's only showing one, right? So say OK. And what happens? What happened? This was bold, and this was faded. Now, that's faded, and this is bold. So now, I can change. What happens if I want to put a new circle in there on layer 0? I want to put a new circle in there. I'm going to put another circle in there. Yeah? Okay. And then on your ribbon, right, I can save the changes, discard them. If I'm adding objects, I added that new circle, so I want to add it to the working set. Save the changes. And when I save it, what happens? It goes back, right? Now my host is active. I didn't even open the circle, but the changes I made are now saved. So just think of for a minute an application for this.
Title blocks.
Sorry?
Title blocks that you wish to change.
Title blocks that you wish to change. Very good, Alan. Perfect. So yeah, it's good you can XREF a title block and you can change the text in your title block right in place. Right?
I see some applications for this witchcraft.
Right? So yeah, you can open the drawing and edit, or you can edit right in the host drawing, which can be very beneficial and save time. Good example. But there's other things too. Can you do this in Civil 3D? Can you do it in Revit?
I have no idea. I wouldn't even try Revit. I wouldn't even know which end of a Revit to hold.
All right, the last thing we want to do with two more things. Now, managing your XREFs, which showed you how you can edit, let's just go back to our insert and reference manager for a minute. Again, just like a raster image, if I was to pick this and delete it, is it gone?
No.
So I have to go to my reference manager and right click.
Detach.
Yes.
How do you blind it?
Blind it? That's what we're going to do next. We're not going to blind it, we're going to bind it.
Bind it.
Alright? So yeah, just remember managing these, they act, it's the same thing as a raster image. You can pick it and delete it, but the link is still there. To get rid of the link, you have to detach it. Okay? The last thing we're going to do is bind this. Another thing you can do with these XREFs, just like a raster image, is you can clip them as well. Okay? So you can do a new clip boundary, and you can clip your... Why you would want to, I'm not too sure, but you can clip your XREF as well. So maybe there's part of a drawing that you're referencing that you don't want in the host. You can clip it out. Okay. And then the last thing we're going to do is bind it. So remember, an XREF is just a picture that is linked to the actual file, right? There is a way of keeping it or making the referenced objects permanently part of your host. And that's called binding. Okay? So what we would do in the reference manager, you can select it, select the reference, right-click, and bind. You have two types, bind and insert. Bind is what you want to use, and say OK. Now what happens is the objects are now bright, right? Not faded anymore. These objects are now permanently in your host drawing. It's like exploding or breaking that link.
So you can't edit it anymore.
Right.
Okay.
So I can edit these objects all I want here, but they won't be updated in the source drawing. That's what binding is. It's you're separating or breaking that link, keeping the objects in here. Now, one more thing about binding. Should I answer your question first?
You did.
Okay. One more thing about binding. When you bind something, it changes the... Remember when we brought something in, we went to the layer manager, and it. When you bind something, it's going to change the layers again. So let's go look. So now when we bound that XREF, or we bind that XREF, all reference to it in the filter is gone. But the layers are still there. So this time, instead of a bar, it uses a dollar sign a zero, and a dollar sign. So the objects are there, but I like this because now you know that these objects came from a reference drawing that was binded. Right? Now I know where they came from. Can I rename them? Yes. But when you bind an XREF, it'll rename the layers for you with an identification that you know where they came from. And yes, you can change the name.
Okay. Will it import line types as well? Or do you have to reload those?
Line types will come with it, yes. Whatever property you assign to the layer will stay.
So that is XREFs. Now I got a couple of little exercises with XREFs for you to try, a little practice. The folder that I put on the common has a subfolder in it called XREFs. And on the canvas is the instructions, what to follow. We can do the first one together if you'd like. Let's do that. Why not? And then the other one you can kind of do on your own. So the first one, we're essentially just going to attach some XREFs. They're going to be different file formats. In the second one, part B, I have you do, again, you're going to attach some XREFs and then you're going to edit them. All right? And then bind them as well. So there's three little exercises there. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to open or start a new drawing from the Civil Meters 10 template. So I'm going to click my red A and pick new. I'm going to pick the middle button at the top for use a template, and I'm going to browse. And I'm going to look for that folder. There it is, 3D. Oh no, that's for the other tab. No, I have to go into my course CDs here. There we are, Civil 10 meters. We're going to start that new drawing, and then I'm going to save it as factory site. I'll just put it on my desktop. Factory site. I'm just going to get rid of these other ones here. You'll notice that this template has a number of paper space layouts with title box. Nothing else is in it though. So what we're going to do now is go and attach an XREF. The first thing we're going to attach is a DWF. So pick attach DWF from your reference manager, attach DWF, and then go find it. There it is, factory site M-10 DWF. And open it. And I'm going to specify the insertion point on screen, or I can just put it all at 000. That's probably even better. Insertion point 000 and OK. Sure.
Now, you may be prompted on the command line for a scale factor. Just accept one as the scale. And this is what you should see. Some contour lines. Now we're going to attach another type of file. This, we did the DWF. Now we're going to go attach a DWG. And we want factory floor plan. Factory floor plan. Select it and open it. And again, the insertion point can be 000. Okay that, and now our floor plan is referenced in here as well. So we've got our site, we've got our factory floor plan. Now what we need is some, you know, I'm trying to relate this to that horrific junk you're doing with Solberg. What is it? Tippy canoeing or topographical. Oh, okay. So now we're going to go and insert, reference another drawing. This time we want landscaping.
DWG?
A DWG, yep. Landscaping. Factory landscape M. And you can, the insertion point again could be 000. Right? So you can see how you can reference different things. So we referenced a DWF, a couple of DWGs, and now we're going to reference a image. So let's go to the layout ISO A0. Go to that layout. And I'm going to rescale the viewport here. I don't know what. 41. Let's move that inside there. Let's see. What's 212? I'm just going to go inside and zoom it up so it's there. Maybe make it 4:1. There we go. 4:1 works. Now I'm going to zoom in on this title block. Yes? And I'm going to open up my reference manager again. And this time I'm going to attach an image. An image. And our image in the XREF files folder is the Lethbridge College logo. And I'm going to specify the insertion point on screen. And I'm going to click and drag. And then I can move it so it fits in this empty space over here. Look at that. Maybe make it a little bit bigger. There we go. Now I have a host drawing called Factory Site, and really the only object in this drawing is this title block, right? Everything else has been referenced to it.
The house?
Yeah, house.
There shouldn't be a house.
Factory. It's in the model. You can see the model, but anyway.
Oh.
Did you, maybe that layer it's on is frozen in the viewport?
That could be.
Just go to your pull down.
Mm-hmm.
And the icon, the square with the... Yeah.
The sun?
Yeah. With the sun is. And see if you have any of those on.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Hmm. Well, let me see what layer it's on. And it's the factor, right? And it is on, it's on the layer called building. Is it set maybe to not block? Well, that shouldn't matter. You can still see it. Is it your current layer?
It's where it's building.
That's not showing us there.
Okay.
That's bizarre.
What?
Maybe we'll try and avoid that. Make it show like,
the screen.
Bind it, see what happens. Now when I bind it, it shows up.
Just maybe change the scale of the port and then back again.
Yeah. Oh, there it is now. Oops.
So don't
play tight. It showed up now.
Yeah.
I binded it.
But the sun did it.
Unless it gives me a port. There's only a couple of these files, right?
None of my.
But mine were. I changed.
They were in that hole.
I got that one. I got four. I don't have a phone.
Did you have to double click it? It's the viewport.
It's not a big deal.
No,
it was an DWF file.
I
had to get it from
the model page, and then I changed it to the statement page, and I changed the viewport.
Is that one of them?
In the
page. Oh, yeah, one thing.
So
are you
going
to go get that?
Maybe you have to reconcile
it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Maybe it's broken.
That's just something else outside of the drawing. Outside of that.
Somewhere. Could be different.
No. It's okay. Insert everything.
Maybe just delete it or like detach it and try reloading it with the reference man.
I bind it. I bound it.
I thought you did.
Then I went and did it. Showed up after that. Oh, regenerate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I set the insertion point.
But in paper space, you have to do a regen all.
That's what it is. And then insert the other one. Everything
else. Mine doesn't
show.
I just
bored
away. What do you want to draw?
Because I've got no idea how far I'm zoomed in or zoomed out.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find that. Put it at zero.
I already put it at zero.
There's your contour right there.
Here we go. Put that flat right there.
You're gonna have to pick this one.
Okay. So don't click the bubble file like icon first. Yes.
Just double click inside and just
is this like the constant
zoom in your mouth.
Turn the button. Where's my house?
I don't know. Just go to the
models.
Yeah. not in your model.
What kinds of things do you have to attach? Yours is missing too.
Let me show you.
I have no
house. Yeah, attach the drawing files,
it's factory.
The floor plan,
landscape,
and so like factory is
in your model.
I don't know.
DWF.
You didn't put it in.
So just the factory floor plan and the factory
land. I think you can.
Nothing is correct.
I think you can do them at the same time. What we did is we just bought it 000 and just snapped it.
That's where are you going? Yeah. No, you want to put it in the model. Your viewport scale was working fine. This is what the scaling in the model, right?
I got a little message.
Woohoo! New message! Hey everyone, Kevin got a new message. Unconrecolicillin.
Was that too?
So, just say if you want to be in them, just say yes.
It worked.
So, now it's showing you
when
the unreconciled layer, so you can highlight
like
all of them.
You're inserting a block.
Like something.
You just uncheck that so it goes to 000.
Which one did you
and
insert?
And just right click.
Reconciled.
It was an actual one. You have to go down.
What were you
clicking
on
when
I did
it? It was the.
That's called
logo.
You
want to
pick them up when
you
do
that.
On the table.
Yeah, you do that, Kevin.
I might have been sick.
Oh, there it is.
Good work, good work.
What do you have to do? Why did you have to do that?
So, yeah, there's the next one has you work with just the different drawings with different elements of the factory, so not the site or the landscape. Now you're going to X-ref like the electrical, the plumbing, and all that, and then you're going to edit some of them. So that's part B, and then part C, you do a bind, you bind one of them. And that's all we do today.
That's all she wrote, eh?
Now, I got your other tests here.
Uh-oh. Not a bind, eh?
Huh? Either you've been drinking too much or not enough.
So I'll hand these back, have a look, leave them with me. I've got two bad people that I have to come and see. Very bad. Very, very bad. Have a look. If you have any questions, we'll answer them. Make sure I get these back so I can enter your mark. If you've been very, very bad, I will come and see you.
What's going on?
Like the factory said, Aaron, how to draw an object. Enter the
Kevin!
What's that?
Where did you insert the logo?
Right there, in that corner. I just scaled it up. Caps, oh, just stupid errors, dude.
You've been
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Vera!
You're okay, you're not in trouble. I think she was genuinely scared there.
I was nervous.
Object's not visible.
How come the two very, very bad are sitting right beside each other?
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, I screwed up.
Hmm.
conversation as well, by the looks of it.
Sorry?
I should be on a conversation as well.
You're very bad. You weren't bad. Holy smokes! That's like trying to steer the space station.
Bad. Right, I got it all wrong.
There you go. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I thought, I'll check on your computer. Did you save that file anywhere else?
No, I deleted it after.
Well, you couldn't have deleted it, I don't think.
Well, your cycle bins.
I guess they aren't there.
So I just thought I'd check to see if maybe you did them on yours
and I just forgot.
And you didn't save it like this step here.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I'll think of something then. That's why I just thought I'd come and check. Because, you know, I'm saying, well, I'm leaning towards them doing it, but I can't find anything.
I did do that.
Same with you. That's good. Hang on to it for a minute.
It's under Express Tools. It's just under command alias.
Nope. Open AutoCAD.
Yeah.
Oh, my bit flags are
going to...
Yeah, mine too. But the others is zero.
Now scroll down.
The click command. When you go into
Now we have a bunch of new ones in here too, and you have the you have all of those, right?
And
now you have these on yours, but they're not in mine.
True.
Sometimes it works without.
File I have doesn't have those in, that's why I'm checking. So, yeah, you did do them, but they're not in the file you gave me. Did I get your thing back? Thanks, Dylan. So I'll give you credit, but I have to take some marks off because for that. Although you saved it as that, these weren't in it. That's what I'm saying. On the one that you gave me.
Oh, I can probably check what's going on here.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I thought I'll check on yours. And yeah, they are there. So I'll give you credit for that. But I'm not going to give you the credit because you didn't save that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So his work, right? He had some that... Yeah. But they were in his file.
I just checked mine, and I tried recreating them, and it's like, yeah, they work, but I just don't know why I didn't save.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah, I had that same problem.
I just created markup again, and I just went to my edit alias. Check. And it's there now, but I don't know what happened to it during the test.
I'll think of something.
Whichever.
I'll give you credit for that. But that's why I just thought I'd check.
Yeah.
Because that's happened to me before where people have done it and haven't saved it in the file. Like this guy.
All right.
And it'll be on yours, but not the file. You can read it. So that's why I checked.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Plus
the bit.
Supreme. Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Bad.
No, bad, 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 bad. No scaling. No scaling. Wow. Healthy scale is for everything. Ah, bad. Bad. See? Now. Well, now.
I don't know what the hell you're doing. Create a band.
Do that.
Yeah.
No. P S L T scale. Oh, what's that? Type regen all. Regen all. Because you change the scale, it doesn't work. That's why I put this, because don't change the scale. You can do this, works. Go to model.
Models don't jack up if you do that.
Okay.
What do you think I'm trying to do right
I would just take a picture of it and turn it off.
What did I do wrong now?
Don't put the delete and enter button beside each other. I did that the first time I programmed my mouse. Very bad.
Not my backspace.
Complete the information. So all the text is on the wrong layer.
I'm right. You need an enter.
It should be on the same layer.
You need an enter.
I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like here. PDF. Come on. Control.
Yours.
I like the middle mouse button because you can.
Oh, just the the.
Yeah, the first one.
The last three. It's in mine, but it's not in the file.
You forward doc?
No, it's just not in there.
You got docked a little bit.
I want to know my marks though. He didn't know my mark yet. I'm so nervous.
Statistics. We actually got graded based on whether we attended or present.
They are the organization.
Did you attend?
Yeah, I attended.
Good for you. Yep. It's better for us because of the kids.
No. I still
think.
No, the location is the.
Missed the text over here.
The parking lot.
Don't put a viewport inside a viewport.
I'll show you why.
But I
that's why I'm
in the parking lot.
Just drop it. You gotta click in there.
Yeah, this one will work. What I'm going to do is actually drop it when I do.
I have no idea what the
This is my
progress. Oh, I mean, it's bigger than I thought. Yay!
I think you can make these. Because it's blocks, right? So if I made a circle and inserted it as a block, it shows up as a menu. And then
it
goes
back.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It'd be so much easier if I could just change the damn color, but it won't let me.
Now,
restart.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to read it.
Possibly.
I don't that though.
I think that's why my
What's the command again?
Reinitialize.
Yeah, I could.
If you use the express tool, you don't need to.
Oh, right.
Like the edit alias?
Right. I just kept closing out.
No, the edit alias is just a link to the where I just went. If you use the
express tool. Table over.
You would have, if you would have just like got frustrated and just clicked a couple buttons, you would have been good.
I used the express.
That's right.
When you get out,
it
does the reinitiate.
Hold on, what is that?
Then you have to do reinit. Now, I think I reinit.
I thought I was one of the bad people.
You're not the lucky winner.
Well, so I had some of mine weren't working. Like my super hatch wasn't working. And stuff, so.
Is that really
right? And then my alias editor, like, it wouldn't want to work. On some of them. Why?
What are
four?
Four of them,
oh, that's because you did the extra bomb. And then the star. So what you're what you've done is you're mixing the two systems together.
I hope it's fun.
I'm sure it will be. Pumpkin guts everywhere. Pumpkin splatter. You wash some pumpkin out of your hair for a week.
It all works.
Oh man, I think it's so good.
Right now.
So let's
have a look.
These are all preloaded blocks, and there are no these cells, right? If I go to block, insert the one that won't change color on them,
black.
That's a bit
play.
So why, when I go to the bank, when it's in the way of your hands, I wonder if he was just an ass.
Side
a circle over top.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? You can't mix this up. But see, like this. So if you word, call up, then start the name of the executable file. And then comma 1, then
Mystics for chapped lips.
Yes, yeah.